This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And we'd like to think The Takeaway is a national conversation, but not because I'm talking on the show all the time.
This is Ben of New York. The reason this Joe Wilson topic doesn't go away is because the media keeps bringing it up, like yourself.
One of many, many, many responses we've been getting since we opened the phones to talk about the Joe Wilson controversy. Of course, it should be said that Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, helped to keep this alive by suggesting that animosity towards President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he's black, that he's African-American. But the idea of race and Joe Wilson has really touched a nerve. This question has really had people talking.
This is Kathy from Manhattan. I think the controversy isn't going away because the volume of craziness in the country, evidenced by the organized town meeting protests, the birthers, and so forth, has finally risen to such a volume that it burst out into Congress, and I think that it couldn't be ignored.
And those of you who aren't ignoring it are calling 8778-MY-TAKE or emailing us at mytake@takeaway.org. And basically, you can talk to each other about this.
I think it isn't going away just precisely because Joe Wilson quite simply said what was in many people's mind, the president was lying.
Here we have a president who happens to be African American who was telling the truth, and then a hick, sorry to you listeners down south, a hick like that thinks he can stand up and shout like that. So I think there's no doubt that it's racially motivated.
And that's, one of the strong comments from Ethan and others that we've received at our number. You know, a lot of you agreed that race did have something to do with the Joe Wilson discussion and that the issue actually shouldn't go away for that reason.
Hi, my name's James French. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And I believe that Joe Wilson's controversy will not go away because it's meant for us to have discussion on race relations. While I do believe that people have a strong opinion on health care, I believe that that outburst was motivated by a racial tension.
But as in many real conversations, it's not simply on the one hand versus on the other hand. Lots of different sides of this discussion. Charles writes on our site, how on earth does yelling "you lie" in response to a policy claim about national health insurance constitute racist overtones? What if Wilson shouted "you lie" in response to a claim about troop levels in Afghanistan? Here's another take.
This is Gary from Kansas, and I don't think this Joe Wilson thing is about race at all. They're just using it to keep the American people's eyes off the fact that this man is a socialist.
Tom tells us he thinks it's because of racism and Republicans.
This is Tom from Brooklyn. One of the reasons Republicans are so frustrated with being labeled racist right now is because they have a real history of racism. Nixon's Southern strategy, Willie Horton. There's a lot of history behind this.
And a lot of historians calling The Takeaway.
My name's James A. Bonds, previously from North Carolina. The problem with South Carolina is that during the Civil War, they lost 25% of their men. They've been trying to recover a good cognitive base ever since. Now the state is too big to be an insane asylum, and it's too small to be a nation.
You guys are tough. On Facebook, Norris writes, it's because this country is addicted to gossip. Dan writes, why won't it go away? Because you are talking about it. Why don't you change the subject?
DJ from New Jersey. I think it's been discussed every day this week or since the remark was made in Congress. Drop it. Let's talk about other things.
You change the subject. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. We love to hear from you or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.